Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Willie McGee. Batting second. The second baseman, Delino DeShields. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Brian Jordan. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Mabry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Pignazzi. Batting ninth. The shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Mark Petkovsek. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thomey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jarrett Wright. And now, play ball. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 1-1. DeShields hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jordan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Justice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mabry. Justice reaches second base with a double. Vizquel moves to third. Jim Thomey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomey takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Whiten hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jordan. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Alomar moves to third. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fryman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Indians. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Mabry. Bell reaches second base with a double. John Frascatore now pitching. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Justice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Lofton moves to second. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tomey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mabry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lankford. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar moves to third. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fryman hits a fly ball towards left. Mabry catches it and throws to home to double up Alomar. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pignazzi takes first base on ball 4. David Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tomey fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Pignazzi for the double play. 2 outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Frascatore covering, for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. DeShields is 0-for-1 in the game. DeShields hits a fly ball into left field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jordan is 0-for-1 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lankford hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Jordan moves to third. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mabry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with right covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Cardinals 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Justice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tomey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tomey moves to second. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignazzi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Right fields it and throws to first for the out. Pignazzi moves to second. 1 out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Right fields it and throws to first for the out. Pignazzi moves to third. 2 outs. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeShields is 0-for-2 in the game. DeShields hits a line drive into left field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Cardinals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Whiten hits a line drive beyond second. DeShields can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lankford. Fryman reaches second base with a double. Whiten goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Indians. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Painter now pitching. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards second base. DeShields fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Fryman moves to third. 2 outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Justice takes first base on ball 4. Vizquel moves to second. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Fryman scores. Vizquel moves to third. Justice moves to second. It's 9-1, Indians. Curtis King now pitching. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Vizquel scores. Justice moves to third. Thome moves to second. It's 10-1, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard misplays the ball. That's an error on Howard. Justice scores. Thome scores. Ramirez moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 12-1, Indians. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jordan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a line drive beyond second. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lankford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lankford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Lankford reaches second base with a double. Jordan goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, Indians. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mabry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mabry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Cardinals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Hunter now playing first base. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fryman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark Whiten now playing center field. Shawn Dunston now playing left field. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pignazzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pignazzi strikes out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive beyond second. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Delino DeShields batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. DeShields is 0-for-3 in the game. DeShields takes first base on ball 4. McGee moves to second. Jose Mesa now pitching. Brian Hunter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman juggles the ball. That's an error on Freeman. Howard scores. McGee moves to third. DeShields moves to second. It's 12-3, Indians. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jordan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jordan strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lankford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Cardinals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Ordaz now playing shortstop. Sean Gilbert now playing second base. David Howard now playing right field. Brady Rajo now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Justice hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Vizquel moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. Justice moves to third. It's 13-3, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards right. Howard catches it and throws to home to double up Justice. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mabry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mabry strikes out. Two outs. Tom Pignazzi batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pignazzi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pignazzi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Cardinals 3. The Indians will come to bat. David Howard now playing center field. John Mabry now playing right field. Tom Lampkin now playing left field. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Whiten is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Whiten strikes out. One out. Jeff Branson pinch hits for Travis Fryman. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Branson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lampkin. Bell reaches second base with a double. Branson moves to third. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dunston is hit by the pitch. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Lampkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Branson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 14-3, Indians. David Justice is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Justice is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hunter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Justice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Villone now pitching. Jeff Branson now playing third base. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Villone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ordaz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.